Perek Gimel, third perek of Zvachim, fifth Mishnah. Sheikh is a Mekdosh of Lechel is a Sholol. He shech the korban to eat the fetus. Oh, Ashilia, the placenta. The Sholol is not considered the basa, the flesh of the animal of the korban, and the Ashilia is not considered something. The placenta is not considered something edible. So if he thought to do this, b'chutz, loy pigel, it does not become a pigel. In order for a korban to be a pigel, you have to think they're going to eat the flesh, the meat of this korban, in the wrong time. The same thing by moilik, the leak of a bird, offering, toirin, the Torah birds. Bifnim lechel veitzein l'chutz, his kavanah was to eat the eggs outside, lo pigel, because also he didn't have kavanah to eat the flesh outside, he had kavanah to eat the eggs outside. Cholov amigdoshim ubeitei toyrim, milk from korbanos or eggs from these toyrim, and chayov aleim mishum pigel nois v'tamei. There's no iser of pigel because nois v'tamei, because all the iser of pigel means you shefted or did one of the avoiders of with the dam of the korban with a thought to eat the meat chutzles mano after the prescribed time. You're only that creates an iser on the meat of the korban, but it's only on the meat of the korban and not on the milk or the eggs of the korban. The same thing, noisa, if you left the animal after its prescribed time, or if the animal became tamin, you'll not get the karis by eating the eggs or the milk of this animal.